It's 12:43 p.m. Arabian Standard Time. This is Mr. Weepa with your podcast for Monday. And I'm going to record what I recorded earlier.
Okay. This is page 14. People shouldn't waste so much food, or people should only cook and eat vegetables. These, which one of those summarizes Barbara's ideas? Would you order a Dumpster Dave vegetable salad? Would you eat food that other people threw away? In the book it says throw, and I would say threw because it's like past tense. Dan Barber is a respected chef, and he is offering his customers just that. For Barber, luxury ingredients are a thing of the past. His restaurants make the most of ingredients that are far from fashionable. Some would even call them trash. Barber doesn't care what the food looks like. If it tastes good, eat it. So if you prefer good flavor to good looks, you'll love his food. Restaurants always offer a to-go bag if you want to take food home, but Barber takes it a step farther and promotes zero waste. This isn't just a fad. The idea is gaining popularity in the restaurant world. Barber's restaurants are among the trendiest in the U.S., which surprises me. Can his unusual dishes really be that good? But I might agree to try something if a professional chef like Barber serves it. Even those ugly carrots. Okay, glossary. A dumpster. A large metal container into which people put waste. To-go bag. A small container to take home unfinished food. Use Be Trending to talk about a topic or issue that is very popular at the moment. Gray hair for young women is trending on social media. Okay, I think that was a few years back. Let me talk about letter C. On the next page, page 15. If you are a vegetarian, you don't eat meat. Tito's is a good restaurant for you to try if you like Italian food. Japanese food is a great choice for you if you like fish. You have my permission to eat these cookies. Okay, I'm not sure about that last one. If you want some cookies, you can eat these. Okay. I prefer to just teach usage. Never use will or might in an if clause. Okay. If I don't eat, I will be hungry. Okay, so that's the correct answer. And that's the accuracy check. I often throw out food because I buy too much and can't eat it before it goes bad. Okay. I don't often throw out food because I try not to buy too much. Because I live alone and can't eat a lot. If you have old fruit, make a smoothie. Okay, so let's see. I played the kimchi in class. That's on page 16. Okay, there's QRT codes in the book, and you should check those out. I'm going to continue going through the book here. Okay. I prefer to say no thank you if I don't want something. Can I get you something other than water with your meal? A soda maybe? No, I'm good with water. I'm watching my weight. Are you sure? I have diet soda. Oh, then yes, that'd be great. Okay. I think you're calling diet soda sugar-free soda now. Okay, so let's see, moving along here. I'm on page 20, and they're showing white bread at the top and some kind of nut bread on the right. Whites on the left. Peanut butter and jelly is a staple for some Americans. STAPLE. Oh, here's some. Think critically. Do you read the information on food packaging? Do you think the information is important? Do you think it is accurate? Does it influence your food shopping decisions? Why or why not? How often do you try new foods or brands of food? How much do you think the packaging increases your curiosity about a new food item? Think of a time when you tried something just because you liked the packaging or label. What was it? Were you pleased or disappointed? Okay. This is page 14.
Okay, sorry I didn't end that faster. Let's see. Or maybe I ended it wrong. I'm not sure. I will. That's all I'm going to do for right now. So let me get done here. Okay, sorry.